And we are back as we continue to rejoice in the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Jump. Amen. Part of that morning exercise for Jesus.
Yeah, I was going to say we should do that while we're here.
The jump part. Yes. Part of the awakening in the morning. I missed that this morning. I really did. I think I was a little late. It's the jump time, but... Amen. So glad you're joining us today. We're right now at $140,000. We broke over another $5,000, and that means we really need to do something, and I think we shall.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Thank you, Father.
Praise Him, all creatures, hear me.
Thank you, Lord. We have broken over the $140,000 threshold. We're on our way toward $150,000 right now. Will you join us? Will you join us today? Let us know what the Lord is putting in your heart to give. During this next song, just wondering if we might be able to get a couple calls. Phone lines are open. David has given us all those numbers and all those ways you can give. And even if you don't have the money to give today, you can still get involved.
Yes, you can. I'm going to give you the number first. 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And yes, if you don't have the resources, you can still call in a pledge. Tell us what you would like to give when God provides. We'll send you a letter and a return envelope. And when God does provide, which we know He will, then send a check or a money order to us or call in... with a bank card, but no one will follow up and chase you down. We won't do that.
Come to your door in that cheap blue suit.
Yeah, the cheap blue suit. any colors.
Any colors, yeah. We'll not do that.
Yeah, but no, we won't do that. We won't see drones flying around your house with signs saying, pay WCNO. That won't happen.
Doesn't
either.
Happen. No, this is truly a faith ministry. And as you are led of the Lord and God provides, it is the way God provides for us here at WCNO. And we did see the Father provide for the equipment that we needed for the tower. That was just a miraculous provision of God. And at some point, I'm going to dig out the archives around here. We're going to talk a little bit about how God worked in all of that, but that's still working, actually, because we still have a couple of vehicles that are going to be sold that will continue to go back toward that fund, because even though we had pledges and donations, some of the pledges are yet to be fulfilled. So if you pledge to give, thank you for following through with that. And from time to time, we will have someone say, well, I was not able to give during the last giving cycle. I'm a little embarrassed. And we would just say, no embarrassment.
No.
And we actually had one of our wonderful friends that said she did not end up getting the gift in during the last season of giving and started out giving that along with a new gift. And so that's quite awesome. But we know that when God provides, that time's going to be perfect. And And so God's going to take care of you. God's going to take care of us. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. You also can go to WCNO.com. I was just checking online a few moments ago. We don't have any new donations online, but you can give that way. You can also text a donation, and you can text WCNO to 24365. Next song's Days of Elijah. Days of Elijah. But put your name in there. These are our days. These are our days to accomplish what God has assigned for us to do. And so when we look around and we see evil doing what it's doing, and we see evil manifesting through people, we see this on the battlefield today. Israel is at war with works of evil that's being manifest through people. However, in this day, God has changed us, filled us with the Spirit, so we can manifest the glory of God in our generation. So greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world.
Amen.
And I must just approach that whole topic of fear again. And, you know, fear masquerades with questions, with doubts, with concerns, with anxiety. And fear seeks to invade our peace. It wants to get in. It wants to shake us and get us to look at anything other than God and his faithfulness. And I was awakened early this morning with this awareness to just pray. Pray for Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the soldiers. I just sensed there were battles going on at that very moment I needed to be in prayer about. And I sensed that the body of Christ is under attack. The enemy would love for us to be shaken during these days, to be alarmed, and to not understand that these are days for us to serve in excellence. And the scripture talks about doing great exploits. That tells me God has some great victories for the body of Christ. And part of that, for us at least in part, is to get the word out.
Yes.
And to keep getting the message out. And keep the lights on at the lighthouse. And keep the house of refuge functioning for those who need to find their way. Your gift today is going to make a big difference. Give us a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
אנחנו עבדיך, בירה מחמתי it's far out on night.
Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Oh, at the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, out of Zion till salvation comes.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And the first thing out of my mouth, aside from what I've just poured out of my mouth, is a phone number for us, 772-221-1100. It's actually for you, 772-221-1100. That's the number to call to make a donation or a pledge. Or if you have a prayer request and you don't have to have money for us to pray for you, you know,
that's
so
true.
All of
that
those
is
things,
very true.
That number will give you access to several different and important things. 772-221-1100.
Yes, all of that is good. You can also go online to WCNO, WCNO.com. Online to WCNO.com, you can make a donation there. You can also give by texting, and you can text WCNO to 24365, and we've had some awesome guests so far, and I was just wondering now which guest did I enjoy the most, and I think I enjoyed all of them the most, so I think that's the way I'm just going to have to park that. But we're going to do something as we move along through this 11 o'clock hour. In a couple of minutes, we're going to bring Joyce Meyer in.
Okay.
And we're going to let her minister for 15 minutes, then we'll be back. Phone lines will be open during that time. And we're just committed to doing what God has called us to, and that is continuing to bring great programming, Christian programming, and great Christian music to you 24 hours a day. And so as you are partners with us, it makes it possible for us to have the resources to cover the expenses of this ministry. And so as a listener-supported station, we do look to God and we look to you to come alongside of us right now. Give us a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And Joyce Meyer, I'm not sure how long her program has been on the station. Do you know, Karen?
I do not, but I believe at least 20 years. I'm taking a guess at 20 years.
Okay.
And that's simply because of the number that was assigned to her.
Okay, yeah, because, all right.
With the system, so.
Mm-hmm. So being that's an 800 number?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to go to her program right now. How about that? We're going to be back in about 15 minutes. Give you time to think about what you're going to give to the Lord and listen. Be blessed.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Developing the Character of God. To grow spiritually is a process. We need to consistently read and study the Bible so the Lord can change us from the inside out. Slowly but surely, we'll become more like Jesus and reflect His character in our lives. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
Once again, I want you to focus on the sign. There's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. If you do things the right way, you're going to find blessings falling on your life. You know, God pours things out. He doesn't dribble them out. Like the Bible says, if we tithe and give offerings, He'll open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Ghost. How many of you are glad you don't serve a stingy God that just does barely get by? Amen. And so I really want you to remember, as you make decisions in the upcoming future, little ones and big ones, don't ever think, oh, that's just a little thing, it doesn't matter. You know, little compromises turn into big problems. I said little compromises turn into big problems. And you know, a lot of times we do think, oh, that's just a little thing, it doesn't matter. But the little foxes spoil the vine. Amen. And so I've been teaching this weekend, if this is your first session, about developing the character of God in your life. Our goal is actually to become Christ-like, like Jesus. The Bible says that we are Christ's ambassadors, that He is making His appeal to the world through us. Now, I don't know what you think of that, but that's what a privilege, but what a responsibility. I want you to think about this. You might be the only Jesus that some of the people you know will ever see. And I'm not saying that you're Jesus, but I'm saying that how are they going to see Him if they don't see Him through His people? We see Jesus by faith. Faith is an interesting thing. It's beautiful. It's like you believe something that you can't see, you can't feel, but you know, not in your head, but in your heart, you know that you know that you know that you know that it's real. Not one of us saw Jesus die on the cross, but well, we're banking our whole life on the fact that He did. We're giving our whole life to something that we can't see and didn't witness, but we believe it. And as you grow in God, you begin to, you start with that believing that Jesus died for you, but then as you grow in God, you begin to believe all these other wonderful things, that He loves you, that you've been made right with Him through the blood of Christ, that He has a good plan for your life, that He freely and graciously forgives you anytime you do something wrong. So many wonderful things. That no matter what happens to us, if we trust Him, He can take it and work it out for our good. I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to serve God. I mean, it's nothing but a good deal. Amen. We get everything and Jesus paid for it all. You're not going to get a deal like that anywhere else. And so we're talking about really spiritual maturity. And Paul told the Corinthian church they were still babies, and that he could only give them milk. He couldn't preach the kind of messages to them that he wanted to because they couldn't take it. He said, you're not ready for it. You can't take it. And so people that are baby Christians only can hear stuff that makes them feel good and warm and fuzzy. They can't hear things that confront them or that make them really take a deeper look at themselves. And so that's what we've been trying to do here this weekend. I told people at the beginning of the year that worked for me, I said, I intend to preach a lot this year on spiritual maturity because, frankly, I don't know how much time we got left. And I feel like that I need to do, as a teacher and the position God's given me and the number of people that I get to reach through television, I feel like I have a responsibility to not just tell you what you might like to hear or the warm and the fuzzies, but to tell you what you need to hear that will move you as quickly as possible to deeper levels in God. Because people really who need Jesus aren't going to church to find him. And sadly, they might go to some churches and still not find him. But boy, do you have an opportunity. Because you see, I believe God has his people literally planted everywhere. I really do. I think he's much more strategic about this than what we might even imagine. Don't ever be down in the dumps and say, well, I'm the only Christian where I work. Well, thank God. I mean, thank God there's one. Thank God you're there. Now, start praying a little bit differently. Stop asking God all the time for something you want and start every day asking him, God, what can I do for you today? To me, that's what spiritual maturity is. We start out asking God for everything. God, fix this, fix that, make that go away, change this, give me that, give me something else. And then we hopefully make a full change to, God, what can I do for you today? Put somebody in my path that I can help. Now, that doesn't mean you still can't ask God for things you want. The Bible says that we have not because we ask not. If you have any kind of problem, the first thing you want to do is pray about it. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, be a thankful Christian. Not a grumbly one. A thankful Christian. Like I said this morning, don't sit at the lunch table at work with everybody who's complaining about everything at their job they don't like. You be the thankful Christian who's thankful you have a job. Amen. You know, obviously, you probably wouldn't have been here this weekend if you weren't fairly serious about your relationship with God. And so I've probably got some of the cream of the crop here. That's why I can talk to you the way that I've been talking to you. But it's one thing to sit and hear it and say amen. It's another thing to go out there and do it. And I just want to tell you that we need you. All of you in this room, there are people that you can reach that I could never reach because they might turn on somebody like me and say, oh, another one of those televangelists. Oh yeah, the devil loves to give people like me a bad reputation. But God has his people strategically placed everywhere, in schools, in businesses, in restaurants, in grocery stores, God everywhere. And everywhere you go, now listen to me, everywhere you go, there's somebody that needs Jesus. And you can't always preach to everybody you see, but you can act like Jesus. You can smile. You can be friendly. You can be encouraging. You can say, that color looks good on you. Your hair looks nice. You can be polite. Love is not rude. You can say please. You can say thank you. Little things. The world is desperate. I mean literally desperate to have somebody show them something real and genuine. The church does not have a great reputation, and we need to change that. Amen. And the reason why she doesn't have the reputation she should is because of hypocritical Christians. They're good at telling other people what to do, but Jesus said to the hypocrites in Matthew 23, you tell other people what to do, but you don't do it yourself. Or you tell other people what to do and you won't lift a finger to help them. So, but it's time for us to forget about ourselves, lose sight of yourself and all your own interests, and take up your cross and follow me, Mark 8:34. You say, well, if I don't take care of myself, who will? Well, Jesus will. And see, I came out of my abusive situation at 18 that I thought nobody's ever going to do anything for me. I'll take care of myself and I'll never ask anybody for anything. Well, I had a lot of changing to do. And I want to tell you, and I mean it, if God can do what he's done in me with the mess I was in, there is nobody in this room that he can't change. And nobody watching my television that he can't change. And there's nobody that's done so much wrong that you can't be forgiven. I said nobody. There's nobody that's done so much wrong you can't be forgiven. Nobody. And so there's a right way and a wrong way, and I hope you'll start choosing the right way, because how many of you believe that the hour is short? I think the trumpet could blow at just about any time, and I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to being in heaven. I really feel like Paul did when he said, for my part, I would rather go. But I think it's better for you if I stay. Now, when we quit this morning, I was talking about who could God use. And 1 Corinthians 1, 27 through 29 says, God selected and deliberately chose what in the world is foolish to put the wise to shame. I'm in 1 Corinthians 1, 27 through 29. God selected, deliberately chose what in the world is foolish to put the wise to shame, and what the world calls weak to put the strong to shame. You're not a surprise to God. He knew exactly what he was getting when he chose you and when he chose me. I don't know why he chose me, but he did. So, and God also selected, deliberately chose. I mean, like, he did it on purpose. Even when I started in my little short shorts blowing smoke in everybody's face. But you know why I got by with it? Because I was anointed. And we're going to talk about that for a little bit today, too, because that's another word we don't hear enough about. 40 years ago, I mean, I heard all kinds of teaching about God's anointing, and it became very important to me. And a lot of Christians today don't even know what that is. God anointed a donkey to speak to a prophet. So guess what? If he can use a donkey, he can use you and he can use me. God selected, deliberately chose what in the world is lowborn and insignificant and branded and treated with contempt. Even the things that are nothing. I love this. You know what? God chooses what the world would throw away as useless. He loves to take people that have been mistreated and feel like trash and make them royalty. Come on.
Today we're offering Joyce's newest book, Blessed in the Mess, How to Experience God's Goodness in the Midst of Life's Pain. This book shines a light on God's enduring promises and teaches what to do during hard times. Contact us now to receive your hardcover copy for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Order now at joycemeyer.org or call toll free at 1-800-789-0089.
The Joyce Meyer Conference is back.
If you will start crying out to God on a regular basis, I need more of you in my life. You better put on your seatbelt and get ready for the ride of your life.
Coming to Hershey, Pennsylvania, November 10th and 11th with worship by Pat Barrett.
The way she connects with people, I mean, you can't help but to leave energized.
For more information and a complete conference schedule, visit joycemeyer.org or call 1-866-C-JOYCE.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Joyce Meyer Ministries' mission is to share Christ and love people. Together, we can do so much more.
Well, we want to thank Jacqueline with a donation. of $75 a DoorDash here this morning from Port St. Lucie, coming right into the studio here in Palm City, Florida, and that is quite great. Jacqueline, thank you so much for that donation of $75. And of course, you too can stop by the studio, 2960 Southwest Map Road,